Among the people, party leaders are counting on to unify the Democratic Party at its convention in Philadelphia this week is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She made her pitch last night with one of the primetime speeches, right after First Lady Michelle Obama and just before Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Warren made the case for a Hillary Clinton presidency and, in a move that's becoming a specialty for her, lobbed some of the toughest verbal bombs at Donald Trump.
Trump's entire campaign is just one more late-night Trump infomercial. Hand over your money, your jobs, your children's future, and the great Trump hot air machine will reveal all the answers. And for one low, low price, he'll even throw in a goofy hat.
That was a funny line. Joining us now is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who's part of our team covering the Democrats' convention in Philadelphia this week. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So Elizabeth Warren was part of the star-studded evening of Democrats last night. Give us a further sense of her speech, her role, and what she said.
Well, Warren had a couple of roles last night. You know, first, she preceded Bernie Sanders. So in a sense, she was kind of a warm-up act for him. She appeals to many of his most progressive supporters. And so she really delivered a kind of populist argument in support of Hillary Clinton and was one of the key voices aimed at bringing the party together. The second role she played, as that clip you played makes clear, she was very much the attack dog of the evening. And in what was, for the most part, a night of positive, uplifting messages by Democrats, she was one of the few people to really hit Donald Trump hard. And this is a role she's taken on with lots of enthusiasm on the campaign trail ever since she endorsed Hillary Clinton. And even before that, she engaged Trump frequently, calling him out on Twitter. And last night, she really let him have it again. Here's a bit more of what she said, linking Trump to what she calls a rigged system.
His whole life has been about taking advantage of that rigged system. Time after time, he preyed on working people, people in debt, people who had fallen on hard times. He's conned them, he's defrauded them, and he's ripped them off. Look at his history. Donald Trump said he was excited for the 2008 housing crash that devastated millions of American families, because he thought it would help him scoop up more real estate on the cheap. Donald Trump set up a fake university to make money by cheating people and taking their life savings.
So that's Elizabeth Warren last night as Hillary Clinton's attack dog on Trump. But Anthony, she also laid out a case for Hillary Clinton last night.
Yeah, she did. And she really offered a sort of populist clinic on what's wrong with America and how to fix it. As you know, Bob, for a long time, Warren has been talking about the hollowing out of the middle class, the burden shouldered by working families, student debt, the rising cost of health care, housing, and a political culture in Washington that she says supports this system. And last night, she made a case that Hillary Clinton really gets that and that she's a fighter and that Warren is with her. Here's a bit more what she said.
We believe that oil companies shouldn't call the shots in Washington, that science matters, that climate change is real. Hillary will fight to preserve this earth for our children and grandchildren, and we're with her.
As we said, Anthony, Elizabeth Warren was part of a star-studded evening, a lot of top Democrats speaking, a lot of competition, so to speak, you know, to be the top speaker of the night. How did she do?
Well, I think she did what she had to do. She took on Trump. She offered delegates some red meat. She made the case to Bernie Sanders delegates that the choice in November is pretty clear, either support Clinton or risk sending Donald Trump to the White House. But honestly, Bob, I think she was in a tough spot last night. She followed First Lady Michelle Obama, the star of the evening, who gave what might go down as the best speech of the whole convention, though it's a little early for us to say that. But it was quite a speech. So Warren had a tough act to follow. And she didn't seem as animated as she can be. And during her speech following Michelle Obama, you could sort of feel the air go out of the room. And she also came right before Bernie Sanders, another major focus and big story of the evening. So I think Warren was somewhat sandwiched and maybe swallowed up by the bigger acts of the evening.
Going forward after the convention into the fall and into the fall campaign, I know we're likely to see Warren out on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton. Where is she going to be deployed, do you think?
Well, the campaign, the Clinton campaign, believes that Warren's populist message plays well among aggrieved working class voters in some of the big swing states, states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, places where Donald Trump's message on trade in particular is particularly appealing to many working class whites. Warren has Midwestern roots. And as she reminded us last night, she has a story of humble origins and a populist message that could appeal to voters in those regions of the country. So she's going to be out there campaigning for the Democratic ticket rolling toward November.
Finally, Anthony, you covered the Republicans in Cleveland last week. We still have three days to go with the Democrats at their affair in Philadelphia. But at this point, how do these two conventions compare?
Well, it's interesting because in some very fundamental ways, they're very different. The Republican convention was a pretty grim affair. The message coming out of Cleveland was about fear, about terrorism, chaos in the streets, a country in crisis. The Democrats are hoping to come across with a much more hopeful message. And I think last night, particularly Michelle Obama's speech, tapped into that idea of hope. What the two conventions have in common is the theme of unity or lack of party unity. In Cleveland, you know, it was the Ted Cruz phenomenon and the question of whether the party would unite around Trump. Here in Philadelphia, one of the big themes is, will Bernie Sanders' diehard supporters rally around Clinton? We saw a lot of discontent on their part, especially early in the evening last night and early in the day. Last night, Sanders did all he could to try to bring the party together, really doubling down on his endorsement of Clinton and delivering a full-throated speech on her behalf. But we'll have to see if his supporters follow him this week, and that's really one of the big questions going forward.
With 3 days to go, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks will be in Philadelphia for the rest of the week. Anthony, many thanks this morning.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.